Steve, thank you so much. It's me, Bill Leff. It's her, Wendy Snyder, on WGN, anxiously awaiting the telephone call of a huge, huge guest.
All right. They grew up about 15 blocks away from each other in Brooklyn, although she didn't meet Bernie Sanders until the night he was elected mayor of Burlington, Vermont. And I got to find out what year that was. On the line with us right now, the wife of Bernie Sanders, Jane O'Meara Sanders. Hi, Jane.
Hi. How are you doing, Wendy?
We're good. And so what year was that when you first met him the night he was elected mayor of Burlington, Vermont?
1981, and he won by 10 votes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So he's not giving anything up, because look what can happen.
Exactly. He was not expected to win as mayor, and he won by 10 votes. If 10 people had just stayed home, we wouldn't be here today.
Mrs. Sanders, is this process what you thought it would be?
Oh, I would say no.
How come?
Because it's so fast-paced. It's methodical for a while, and then all of a sudden, every week, there are primaries, and there's 11 states in 1 week. So that makes it a little bit difficult. You can't be in all places at all times. I wish there were 48 hours in a day.
Does it hit you at times, at odd times, all that's at stake here? Does it just jolt you at times?
It does. When I listen to him speak, or when we have meetings with Latino groups or Native Americans or up in Flint, Michigan, at these times I come away saying, you have to win. We have to do something. We have to help. And you realize how much is at stake.
You know, you have to be proud and sit back when you think about all the young people that are just so into voting for your husband.
Mm-hmm. It's very exhilarating, because we knew that his ideas would resonate, but we didn't think they would be so fervent about it. And we didn't realize going in, I thought, well, the senior vote will be with him, because he supported founded the Caucus to Defend Social Security. He almost single-handedly fought back to stop the chain CPI, which would have cut Social Security significantly. So I was thinking, okay, seniors would be with him, and the working class that, you know, that he's worked for unions and all this for many years. We didn't know that the millennials, he consistently is winning by huge margins, anybody under 30. But it says so much about our nation now. We think, how wonderful for the future. They are completely against racial intolerance. They are completely engaged in the issues that are, we think, are of the utmost importance, to have criminal justice reform, to have a comprehensive immigration system, to have higher education be affordable and accessible to everybody regardless of their circumstances. The hope that comes from them to him is both exciting, because their vision for the future is the same as his, and it's also humbling, because you feel there is no way we can ever let them down.
You know what I appreciate, and I hope other people appreciate too, is the civility by which, whenever he debates Mrs. Clinton, you can tell that there's mutual respect there and mutual admiration, and I think that's lacking on the other side. That's a conscious effort, isn't it, to make sure that that's shown?
Yes, yes, and it's the worst in our, the worst thing for democracy is, I think, and he thinks, is to demonize your opponents, to tear down their character. It just suppresses the vote. It turns people off politics, and politics is the center of our democracy. If we want to have a healthy, vibrant democracy where there is strong voter participation, we should be debating the issues. We shouldn't be just trying to win at all costs. It's not something he's ever done. He's always been respected for that on both sides of the aisle, that even in debates down in the Senate, he will fight. He will be a real fighter against what he believes is wrong, but it won't be personal.
And you said, you know, he's been respected and respectful to a strong woman in Mrs. Clinton, because you yourself did not move to Washington, D.C. with him back when he was elected to the House of Representatives because you wanted to keep working.
Yeah. It was hard to give up work, especially I was working with kids, running the youth office in the city of Burlington. It was just the best job in the world, working with teenagers and middle schoolers. It was, I mean, who'd want to leave that? But now, maybe I'll be so fortunate as to bring that kind of outlook to the White House.
We're talking to Jane O'Meara Sanders, the wife of Bernie Sanders. Mrs. Sanders, the first time you and Bernie saw Larry David's impression of him, what were your thoughts?
Oh, my gosh. We were hysterical. I mean, he's brilliant. I mean, if we could have picked anybody, we would have picked Larry David, because he's one of the best there is. So he was on Saturday Night Live with him, and watching the two of them run lines together was quite fun.
That was just such a funny sketch. It really was. And watching with a 16-year-old who wished he could vote in this election, it was so important to have Bernie on SNL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it is amazing what an impact something like that has. So he became a household word, or should I say, huge became a household.
Absolutely.
That's true. That's very true. We know how important this state is, Illinois, in 2 weeks. What's the message you want to get across, Mrs. Sanders, to the people of Illinois?
Well, I want to encourage them to look at his issues, look at who he is. Look at the fact that Vermont, yesterday, he just won all the delegates in his home state, which was a Republican state not too long ago, and is now a Democratic state. But the people who know him best trust him the most. The things he talks about are the things he believes in. He walks the talk. He doesn't say, I think we really need to deal with campaign finance reform, but I need a super PAC or pharmaceutical firm or fossil fuel industry or Wall Street money. He says, I'm going to do it differently. And then he does. Even though everybody says those things can't be done, he envisions what can be done, what should be done. He states it, and then he leads by example. And he almost always is successful. So I would encourage your listeners to do is, no matter who they're supporting, mm-hmm. get out there and vote. Voter participation is too low in this country, and we need to have a vibrant democracy where people have their voices heard on top. And we're very concerned, and that's why he's running, that the decisions being made at both the political and economic level are resting in the hands of too few people. This is everybody's chance to say, nope, we're taking it back, the government, for the people, of the people, and by the people.
And it's so important to get out there and vote, because as we heard from you, Jane, at the beginning, that your husband only won by 10 votes when he was elected
right.
mayor of Burlington, Vermont. And seriously, 10 votes, that sounds funny, but that's absolutely true.
That is true.
And when he ran for Congress the first time, he lost by 3% because everybody said he couldn't win. 2 years later, he beat the incumbent by 17% because they realized the mistake they made. They thought, well, he can't win, so I'm going to vote for the establishment candidate. 2 years later, he won. When he was running for Senate, he was running against the richest man in the state of Vermont. Everybody said, he can't win. He can't compete with all that money. He won by a landslide because by then Vermonters had caught on that they can get what they want at the ballot box if they show up.
Do you see anything different in him in the past year? Are you noticing anything different in Bernie that you didn't notice or know about him a year ago?
I think what I've seen is a more humility, more sense of, we need to do everything we can to address these issues. He's always thought that, and he's always been that way, mm-hmm. But thinking about it intellectually, I see him feeling it even more, because as we've gone across the country, we've met people we've never met. We've dealt with issues that we've never had to deal with in the state of Vermont. You know, looking at how, you know, the immigration reform is huge. Criminal justice reform for the African-American community is incredibly important. The Latino community, the Native American communities that we have been meeting with only add to the foundation that he's always had of standing with those who are oppressed or who have been treated unfairly, whether it was union workers or women with breast cancer that couldn't afford the prescription drugs they have to pay for in this country. I mean, it's a broader scope, and I think a more humbling job. So I expected, I thought I'd have to keep his feet on the ground, you know. And in fact, they're firmly planted even better than they ever were. So it's interesting to see not more ego, but less.
And is it true you started kindergarten when you were 3 years old?
I did. My dad was in the hospital, and my mom had five kids, and she had to go to work. He was in for about 2 years, so broken hip and all sorts of crazy stuff. So she convinced the kindergartner to let me in. And so by four, I was the assistant teacher, as far as I thought.
And
so maybe
now,
that's why we give us the audaciousness to think, well, we could do this.
And you're serving as his political advisor as well. He says you're his soulmate and advisor as well.
Well, we've been, you know, we're husband and wife, but we were colleagues for 7 years before we got married. We're best friends. So we talk about everything. And there's about a half dozen of us that have been around forever with him. And we're working together as a team.
So, Jane, that would continue, I'm guessing. Should Bernie become the president, you would remain in that role, certainly as his wife, but as an advisor as well, right?
Yes, and it's not. But I'm not a kind of a policy advisor. I wouldn't want to have my own, you know, particular area. I would be more. I think we're more likely to bring different perspectives to the issue.
Sure.
He thinks to think systemically. He tries to come up with overarching solutions, and I tend to be looking at it from the ground up, the human perspective, and say, well, that's not fair. How can we address this? So we're coming at it from two different positions, maybe the yin and the yang.
Exactly. I was just going to say that, because that's what it is. It's like a sounding board. You run things past one another and discuss it and come to a conclusion.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How many years have you been married?
27.
And does he sing to you regularly?
No. No. Oh, that CD that they did has fantastic Vermont artists on it. If I could extricate his voice, I would be very happy. It would be our bestseller because we have wonderful Vermont artists.
There's footage that came out a couple of weeks ago. I'm sure you're aware of it, of him playing the role of a rabbi in a very small film. Are you saddened that he didn't go on to a career in Hollywood?
No. First off, that film was awful, but I thought his piece on it was pretty good, actually.
It was. Yes, it was.
It's been one heck of a ride so far, hasn't it, Jane?
It has, and we're hopeful that we're making a difference, you know, shifting the framework of the debate and talking about things in a positive way and offering solutions and alternatives for people. And what better can you do?
You seem to be doing that. Both of you do. So good. Nothing but good luck the rest of the way. As we said at the very beginning, this is an arduous, grueling process, and it doesn't come easy. But you guys are weathering it and doing the best, and continued success.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me on, and I will hopefully meet you in person sometime.
Would love to. And we'll all be out there March 15th for the primary here in Illinois. It's Jane O'Meara Sanders. Such a pleasure to talk to you, Jane.
Wonderful talking to you as well.
All right. Have a
Bye-bye.
Great day. Thank you so much. That's Bernie Sanders' wife, Jane O'Meara Sanders, spending some time with us. We'll take a quick break, and then a little bit more coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.